नमः प्रणवार्थाय शुद्धज्ञानैकमूर्तये निर्मलाय प्रशान्ताय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः। निरञ्जनं नित्यमनन्तरूपं भक्तानुकम्पास्तविग्रहं वै ईशावतारं परमेशमीद्यं तं रामकृष्णं शिरसा नमामि। यथाग्नेर्दाहिका शक्ति रामकृष्णे स्थिता हिय सर्वविद्यास्वरूपान्तां शारदां प्रणमाम्यहम्। प्रपन्नपारिजाताय स्तोत्रवेत्रैकपाणये ज्ञानमुद्राय कृष्णाय गीतामृतदुगे नमः। सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमां अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वंदे गुरु परंपराम। भगवान इज एक्सप्लेनिंग ज्ञान निष्ठा साधनानि साधनास टू बी प्रैक्टिस्ड भय साधका फॉर द सेक ऑफ ज्ञान निष्ठा। ही हैज अंडरगॉन सो मेनी स्पिरिचुअल प्रैक्टिसेस। He was convinced that finitude, identity with the body is the problem in search of infinite. When he approached the Guru, Guru gave him all the teachings of the Vedanta. Na jayate mriyate va kadachit. You never have any limitations. When you own up your own infinite nature as a reality, you will be free from all these limitations. When the disciple is convinced of this teaching, at the same time he is not established in that teaching. For the sake of establishment, which is called jnana nishta sthira prajna, Bhagavan is talking about three main sadhanas. One is dhamaha, another is shamaha, third one is nididhyasanam. In the last class we saw Bhagavan explained the necessity of dhamaha. While explaining, Bhagavan gave a warning to Arjuna telling that yatato hyapi kaunteya purushasya vipaschitah indriyani pramathini haranti prasabham manah. However much a person is alert and however much he is struggling, but still there is a possibility of the sadhaka to fall because of the rasam, because of the value for sense objects which is in the form of vasanas. That has to be removed once for all. These vasanas make the indriyas to go out of control. Even while the intellect giving the warning that it is wrong, it is not for you, still in the daytime the crime happens. So pramathini means that which churns, that is a powerful churning rod. We have five rods in the form of five sense organs. In the last class we saw how Sita ji, who was enjoying the spiritual presence of Rama, at a momentary infatuation she has desired for that deer, golden deer. Even when Lakshmana, who represents the intellect, gave a warning that that cannot be a real deer, it is a maya mruga, but still because of that desire Sita wanted that deer. Because of that deer she paid very dearly. Even an informed person can be distracted in a moment. Therefore one should be very very alert. In one of the stotras Bhagavan Shankaracharya writes, shruti shata nigamanta shodakanapi ahah danadi nidarshanena satyah kalushayati chatushpadad abhinnan अघटित घटना पटीयसी माया। It comes in Maya Panchakam. There Shankaracharya says, this person has analyzed all these scriptures, Shruti, Shata, Nigama, Anta. All these scriptures he has studied, all these scriptures he has analyzed, but Dhanadi Nidarshanena, by showing Dhana and the sense pleasures, Dhana Adi means sense pleasures and other all attractive objects in the world, Satyaha Kalushayati, Mahamaya pollutes that mind for temporarily, and because of that pollution, what happens? This fellow becomes equal to animal. Chatushpadad Abhinnan. Chatushpada means animal. He becomes equal to animal. That is the power of Aghadita Ghadana Patiyasi Maya. That is the power of Mahamaya. So many examples are available in Puranas and spiritual parampara. One story is, there was a Saubhari Rishi. From the young age onwards, when he was trying to do spiritual practices, he found lot of problems, lot of distractions surrounding him. So he thought, I will go under the water and hide myself, and sitting under the water, I will do spiritual sadhana. So he had that yoga siddhi. So he went, hid himself under the water. There many years he did tapasya. Once when he opened his eyes, he saw so many fishes surrounding him. One old fish, grandfather fish was there, grandmother fish. Then many children fish were there, many grandchildren fish were there. Seeing all this, suddenly in his mind a thought came, arare, if I have like these grandchildren, it will be how nice. Suddenly it came. Simple fish can instigate the desire. So he came out thinking that all the time I have wasted my life, all my young age is wasted in simply sitting under the water. So let me go and marry. So already he has become very much emaciated and become very much old also. So he went to Raja. That Raja had 50 daughters. So he went and asked that Raja, I want to marry. Please give your daughter in marriage. That Raja saw this man, very poor man, emaciated body, old man also. If I give my daughter, at least one daughter, she will be suffering. So how to escape from him? If I say I won't give, he may give shapa also. If I give also, my daughter will suffer. So what he thought, let me have a trick. So he told, you go to the place where my daughters are living. Whichever daughter likes you, you can marry. So this Rishi understood the trick of the Raja. This man is trying to cheat me, so let me become as a very young man. So because of his siddhi, yoga siddhi, he appeared to them. He did not become young man. He appeared to them as a young man. When he entered that palace where daughters were living, so everybody thought, oh, such a wonderful personality. So I will marry, I will marry. All the 50 daughters quarreled that, I will marry, I will marry. So immediately the message was informed to Raja. Ultimately the Raja had to give in marriage all the 50 daughters. Then after marriage, this Rishi came back to his forest and he was living there. The Raja was very much worried. I thought to save at least one daughter. Now all the 50 daughters have gone. How they are living, I don't know. Like that, he went to that forest searching for his daughters. There, he found big, big palace. For each daughter, big, big palace. So he went to one palace in the forest and asked the daughter, how are you, ma? Daughter told, I am very much fine. My husband is loving me so much. But only one problem. He doesn't go from the house at all. I am bothered about other 49 sisters. Oh, acha, all the time he is in your house only. Yes, yes, father, all the time this man is with me only. I am worried about the welfare of the other 49 sisters. So next house he went, next palace he went. There also that daughter also told, I am very fine. But the same worry is there. She also told, all the time my husband is with me only. How can all the people can say that all the time my husband is with me? That also is siddhi. And where is actual Rishi? Where is actual rishi. Actual rishi is again gone back to tapasya. He understood because of that momentary desire, seeing the fish. The context here is, seeing that fish, he could get that desire for married life. So afterwards he came to know, really it is not a good game. This is not for me. Like that he understood, he has gone back. But because of his yoga maya, like that it happened. So how to overcome this yoga maya, which manifests in the form of desires? Only one way Bhagavan is going to tell, hold on to me. There were 100 Kauravas, 5 Pandavas. We also have hundreds of desires, 5 sense organs. How Pandavas won the war? By the help of Bhagavan. Therefore Bhagavan here says, Tani sarvani sanyamya yukta asita matparaha vasehi yasyendriyani tasya prajna pratishtita. What is the way out is explained in this shloka. Bhagavan says, Tani sarvani indriyani sanyamya, by restraining all your sense organs, let you be the master and let the sense organs be the instrument. Instrument should not handle us. Horses should not decide the direction of the chariot. So just imagine, if the wheels of the car decide which direction it should go, and one wheel will decide one direction to go, what will be the journey, nature of journey? So therefore Bhagavan says, Sarvani Indriyani Sanyamya, all the 5 sense organs should be under your control. Control means not suppression but mastery. Sanyamya means control. You should have control over those 5 sense organs. Control in what form? Not in the form of suppression but in the form of mastery. The difference between the suppression and mastery is, in suppression you are not yet convinced of the benefit of sense control. Like the Tabarimala devotees, last week I told, for the 42 days they are asked to follow all these vows, not going for drinking, not eating meat, and some vows they are following. They are not convinced of the benefit of that, but they are told to follow. These values are imposed on them. Denial is due to external pressure. Therefore, temporarily, they suspended that desire, the expression of desire temporarily. But in the case of mastery, the sadhaka follows it after knowing the value of that following, and sadhaka decides to follow voluntarily, and denial is due to maturity, not due to suppression. It is transcending the lower instinct by giving higher direction to the sense organs. Giving higher direction means engaging that sense organs in a conducive field. We cannot stop the functioning of the sense organs. We cannot shut the eyes all the time. We cannot shut the mouth all the time. In Bhagavatam also, this control is described in the positive aspect. Positive aspect means control means not suppression but giving a proper higher direction. Tasmad Bharata Sarvatma Bhagavan Ishvaro Harihi Shrotavya Ketitavyascha Smartavyaschet Ichchata Bhayam. Here Shuka Brahma Rishi says, if you want to attain freedom from bhaya, abhayam ichchata chet, then what you have to do? Hold on to the Lord. How you can hold on to the Lord? Shrotavyaha, Kirtitavyaha, Smartavyaha. Engage all your sense organs and mind in spiritual practices. Eyes can be engaged in seeing the Bhagavan as Virat. Ears can engage in hearing the Vedanta repeatedly, hearing the glories of the Lord repeatedly. Tongue can be engaged in sharing this vibhuti or telling this vibhuti to others. Legs can be engaged in going to temples and satsangas. Hands can be engaged in serving the manifested Lord, which happened to be the Jagat. Heart can be engaged in meditating on the Lord's glory and the Vedantic teaching. Like this, sense organs should be given higher direction. It should not be shut up. It cannot be shut. You cannot shut all the time, but at the same time, you cannot allow it to go as it wants. You have to give an higher direction. Since the sadhaka knows the value of this dhammaha, he directs them and engages them in higher pursuits happily and voluntarily. That is the reason even great mahatmas who are established in the tattva, who are already sirapragna, even though they don't need it, all the time they engage their sense organs, their life, only in the kalyana karma, only in the auspicious actions. So what is the benefit of this dhammaha? Here Bhagavan says, yasya indriyani vashaha tasya prajna pratishtita. Atmanishta is the benefit of this dhammaha. Mokshaha is the benefit of the dhammaha. More and more I am established in the sense control, more and more Vedanta becomes meaningful. Spiritual freedom becomes more and more tangible. When the intensity of dhammaha is more, when the sense organs are withdrawn from unnecessary pursuits, so many unnecessary pursuits in which sense organs are engaged in our day-to-day life. So we come here, have satsanga for 1 hour, then go to home, there will be a mega serial, TV serial will be there. If not mega serial, at least TV surfing, a new thing has come. Surfing, you know? Surfing means there will be 100 channels. One minute you will see one channel. So it is called TV surfing or internet surfing. So all these are all nothing but distractions to the sense organs, to the mind. So when these distractions are stopped, naturally mind is free from all the unwanted thoughts. Now sadhaka has a quality mind. Yes, quality mind, an integrated mind. Therefore here Bhagavan says, yukta hasan, with that quality mind, and lot of time also will be there, you have to spend the time asitaha matparaha, lead a committed Vedantic life. You should spend the quality time in nididhyasanam. Asita matparaha means meditate on me. Meditation means immediately we will imagine that sitting all the time with a closed eyes. That is our understanding, present understanding. This meditation doesn't need closing the eyes all the time. Punapunaha shravanam is one type of meditation. Repeatedly you hear the glories of the Lord, or repeatedly you hear the Vedantic truths. That is one type of meditation. Or you can share with others. Catch out of some victim, ask some friend to come to your house, give you a hot coffee so that he will not run away at least 15-20 minutes, and he is a victim for you for 15-20 minutes. You can share it. Whether he understands or not, you get clarity what you have heard in your satsanga. So tat kathanam cha chintanam anyonyam pratibhashanam punapunaha shravanam. Varieties of methods are there. When you feel to sit quietly, then that time also you can think about the Vedanta. What you have to think? Matparaha. Here, matparaha, Bhagavan says, you have to think about me. You have to keep your mind in me. What does it mean? Is it Krishna? Mat means me. Is it the Krishna form that we have to meditate? Here the context is, a Vedantic student having gone through so many spiritual practices, having heard the Vedantic truths, having been convinced about the Vedantic truths, so here the Vedantic meditation in the form of aham tasmad na anyaha iti matparaha. I am not different from him. Aham Brahma asmi. The Brahman which the entire Veda wants to reveal happened to be myself. Before coming to Vedanta, the sadhaka depended on Saguna Ishvara, doing lot of spiritual practices. But after coming to Vedanta, he shifts his dependence from Saguna Ishvara to the Ishvara's teaching. What is Ishvara's teaching? Tad Tvam Asi. If at all Bhagavan wants to teach you something, if at all Bhagavan wants to give you an everlasting benefit, a blessing, that is what? Tad Tvam Asi. You are that. You are that infinite entity. That idea should be repeatedly thought of, whether you are with opened eyes or with closed eyes. If it is not possible for you, Bhagavan says, or at least spend time in Saguna Dhyanam, Ishwara Puja, Ishwara Seva, Adhyayana, etc. Without being Matparaha, it is not possible to conquer Mahimaya. All the time we cannot sit in meditation, nor you can teach Vedanta to others, because to teach others means people should be there. Somebody should be there to hear. Not all the time you can engage yourself in teaching, not all the time you can share also among your friends and relatives. You can change the type of action, but the field of action must be Bhagavan only. That's why Bhagavan says complete dedication in the higher pursuits in one form or the other form. Daivi kesha gunamayi mama maya duratyaya mameva ye prapadyante mayam etam tarantite. Bhagavan is going to tell that my maya is not an ordinary thing. It is my maya, daivi. It is my maya, duratyaya. What is the way to get away? Mamevaye prapadyante. One who surrenders to me. One who surrenders to me means what? Matparaha. What is the meaning of matparaha? Either depend upon the teaching of the Lord or depend upon the Lord with form. Here the context is teaching, because Bhagavan's teaching is higher than the Bhagavan's presence. That is why all Mahatmas, whenever they get the Daiva Darshana, Bhagavan cannot stand all the time in front of us, all the time he cannot live with us, because he has so many devotees. He has to go here and there, and he has to take many forms also. So many things are there. So it is problem for him. Even if he comes and says that I will be with you, he will say, I have some other work also, is there, please go, I have to take Vedantic class, Shishyas have come. So you will tell, please go. So Bhagavan cannot be all the time with form with us, but Bhagavan's teaching can be all the time with us in our smarana. If a sadhaka does not have this indriya nigraha, if he doesn't lead a committed Vedantic life, what will be the result of that? Bhagavan is continuing.
Dhyayato vishayan pumsaha sangasteshu padhyayate sangat sanjayate kamaha kamat krodhopi jayate krodat bhavati sammohaha sammohat smriti vibhramaha smriti bhramshat buddhinashaha buddhinashat pranashyati.
Entire anartha parampara is described here. Anartha parampara means one after the another, what is the sequence of getting destruction? Sequence of destruction or ladder of fall. The two shlokas points out how a person who has gone through so many spiritual practices, because of momentary infatuation towards some object or towards some people, how he is fall. The falling person is called Arudha Patitaha. Arudha means he has climbed. After claiming the Everest 95%, if he fall, what will happen? That is the condition if he doesn't follow the committed Vedantic life. In these two slokas, Bhagavan explains how mind is deviated from spiritual path and ultimately ends with spiritual destruction. It is a beautiful psychological analysis. This analysis you can keep not only for Vedantic pursuits, for other general pursuits also you can keep this. What is the mechanism of mental degradation? See, mind is the very subtle instrument. It is not available for us as a tangible entity to have control over. Like this mic is giving lot of sound, means I can put up. It is tangible, I can have some control. If car is going somewhere else, I can put brake. But mind is not like that. It is very, very subtle. Subtler than the indriyas. If I don't want to see something, I can shut my eyes for time being. If I don't want to hear, I can get away from that place. But after getting away from that place also, I can think about that particular sound or particular form. Therefore, controlling the mind is going to be a difficult one. it will be more difficult than controlling the sense organs. You cannot totally avoid the vishaya, that is sense objects. Even though you don't want to have it in your life, when you go in road, there are so many things. Advertisements are there and all cinema posters are there. You don't want to see it, but still it is available for you. It is banging your mind, banging your sense organs, take it, take it, take it. So even if you are alert, the world enters the mind. Once world, that is sense objects, enter the mind, mind has a tendency to dwell on sensory pleasures due to rasa, because the rasa is there. If rasa is not there, that liking is not there, if that value for that sense object is not there, then there is no problem. Here we are talking about a sadhaka who has done indriya nigraha, but at the same time who is having rasa, rasa varjam. That rasa also will go, param drishtva nivartate, Bhagavan told. So that dwelling on the pleasures is called vishaya dhyanam. A sadhaka should be very alert with regard to this vishaya dhyana. He has seen certain unwanted picture for a moment only, but it has entered the mind. If he is not alert, if he doesn't have mental control, then if he loses that mind very loosely, the consequence will be very damaging one. Therefore, Bhagavan highlights the importance of value called shamaha, mental control, by explaining the mechanism of mental degradation. 8 stages are explained in these 2 shlokas. First, pumsaha vishayan dhyayati. He thinks about a desirable object towards which he has a value. So many objects we see, but all the objects, all the people we don't remember. In a day, so many people we see, so many objects we see, all the things we don't remember. Certain things towards which we have value, those things only we are remembering. So after coming from the market, you came back to your home and sit in the meditation, and what happens? That vishaya starts telling that I am here, think about me. So this is called vishaya dhyana. This vishaya dhyana does not require only sitting meditation. Whether you are sitting, you are walking, all the time if you like anything, immediately all the time mind will be go on, think about it. At all situations it will go on, dwell on that. If the sadhaka is alert, if he knows that the harmful consequence, immediately he will say get out. He will nip that desire or something in the bud itself. First thought generally always it is a feeble thought. Anything you think first time, it will be a feeble thought. An advertisement has come in front of you, Mercedes-Benz car. First thought it is. It is like a ripple in the water, but by repeated thinking, it becomes an obsession, a huge tidal wave. That time only, the very first stage itself, because first thought is not under our control. Mind brings so many thoughts which we cannot imagine even. That type of ugly thoughts also it brings because of samskara, because of anadi kala vasana. So many things are there inside. Now only I am struggling to get away from these things, but already I have already stored it. Those things, when it comes, it is a very feeble thought. Whether it is worthwhile or not to dwell on it, the sadhaka should ask himself whether it is worthwhile to dwell on it, whether it is proper and whether it is healthy to fantasize. Because in thinking there is no expense, it is free. At least in enjoying there are a lot of expenses involved. Second thing is, others cannot see what you are thinking. So freelance you can have that, all these thought process you can have freely. By repeatedly dwelling, the mind has a tendency to appreciate it. If you think something repeatedly, then you will appreciate it. Initially one advertisement, you may not like that advertisement. By the time seeing 8 hours of cricket, the same advertisement about 50 times it comes, suppose. Then after finishing that cricket thing, when you come out, without your knowledge, you will sing that same advertisement tune. You can observe children also. Simply, they cannot by heart anything good thing. Repeatedly they are hearing the same tune, so that tune without their knowledge has entered their mind, that appreciating a thing which is dwelt so many times is the tendency of mind. Here Bhagavan says, sangaha teshu upajayate. From dhyana, from vishaya dhyana, what is the result? Second stage, sangaha. Sangaha means asaktihi, preetihi. You develop an attraction for it. Mind says, it is nice. It is nice. It is wonderful. It is appealing. And slowly, that fanning is going on. The thought is going on. Dwelling is repeatedly going on. Slowly it will say, it is nice, it is wonderful, it is appealing, and it is worthy. And suddenly mind will say, it is a source of joy. If Mercedes-Benz comes to my life, it is a source of joy. Repeatedly you see the same advertisement or think about that advertisement, and it says, it is my source of joy. Here, again, that is the second fall now. First fall is dhyayataha. Second fall is sangaha. Here at least he can put a break by remembering the teachings of the Vedanta. What is the teachings of the Vedanta? That this world is neither the source of joy nor the source of sorrow. World is a world. It is an object. It is neither a source of joy nor a source of sorrow. Ice cream is intrinsically neither source of joy nor source of sorrow. For some people who have value for that ice cream, who have liking for that ice cream, it is a source of joy. For a patient who have throat problem or tonsils problem, for him it is a source of sorrow. So an object as it is, if you see, is neither the source of joy nor the source of sorrow. That teaching can be brought into the mind, should be brought into the mind. And when the mind says, it is the source of joy, it is nice, it is worthy, it is pleasing, it is appealing, immediately he can put a break. But what happens if he is not alert? This sangha becomes more and more steady, more and more rudihi, more and more firm. It is called shobhanadhyasa. Technically it is called shobhanadhyasya. Once you have value for them, once you consider that particular object as the source of joy, then the next stage is sangat sanjayate kamaha. By repeatedly thinking that it is nice, it is nice, it is nice, it is worthy, suddenly mind will project, how nice it would have been if I have this. Up to the second stage, this idea was not there. It is worthy, worthy only was there. It is appealing, okay. You enter a flower garden, botanical garden. Everywhere in botanical garden, they will put the board, don't touch the flowers. They know the human psychology. When he enters the botanical garden, flower garden, he will appreciate, ah, beautiful it is. The sight has come in front of the eyes. Through eyes, it has entered the mind. So the mind is go on thinking, it is nice, it is nice, it is worthy, it is beautiful. But seeing the board, we are restraining ourselves. Seeing the security guard, we are restraining ourselves. But if the desire for this particular flower is more uncontrollable, what happens? This fellow sees this side, that side, suddenly he says, I want it. How nice it would have been if it is on my back or on my packet. So here Bhagavan says, sangha sanjayate kamaha. Suddenly mind projects, will be very nice if I have it. Mind will tell, it is worth having. Then suddenly it will tell, I want it. How stages, one by one. Initially it was nice, then shifted to it is worth, then shifted to it is appealing, then shifted to I want it, then shifted to I need it. Without that, my life is a waste. Another last stage. So kamaha means a deep desire, trishna. At this stage, the mind is totally trapped in the net. Already totally trapped, enslaved. It has forgotten all the Vedantic teachings. What is the Vedantic teaching? Again here, Vedanta told that you are Purna Vastu. You are full and complete. You don't need anything from the world for your security, peace and happiness. Now what the mind says, I need that flower for my happiness. I need that particular car. I need that particular person for my happiness. So, as per law of gravity, every stage of fall is accelerated. You put a car or a vehicle on the slope. What happens? Slowly it starts moving. As even it moves from one stage to another stage, the acceleration is getting speed. Like a ball which is dropped on the staircase. First dropping will be very slow one. Then it goes to second drop. It gets acceleration. Third drop. Then full acceleration it comes. So once you have a deep desire, kamaha, the next stage will be in two directions. One direction is kamaha will be fulfilled. Another direction is kamaha will not be fulfilled. Because there is no need that all the desires of human mind be fulfilled. So if it is fulfilled, what is the problem? If it is not fulfilled, what is the problem? If it is fulfilled, then lobaha comes, greediness. I want you to have it again and again. Because of lobha, then a confusion comes. Whatever I like, I will have. Because he liked it, he had it. Again he liked it, had it. Again he liked it, had it. Then whatever I like, I can have. That sammoha comes. Then because of that, arrogance comes. And because of that, jealousy comes. This is one direction if that desire is fulfilled. If it is not fulfilled, naturally anger comes. Bhagavan mentions here the second track. If it is not, because majority of the desires are not fulfilled. Let's say Bhagavan takes the majority track, second track. Kamat krodhopi jayate. Unfulfilled desire makes a person angry. He tries to destroy the obstacle, whether it is a situation or a person. I want something. If I don't get it, if I find somebody is affecting, I simply want to destroy him. This is the fourth. First is jhayata, vishaya jnana. Then second is sangha. Then third is kamaha. Fourth is krodhaha. Krodhat bhavati sammohaha. Krodhat bhavati sammohaha. Anger makes him temporarily confused. It is a temporary madness. In Western countries, if they are angry, they won't tell that I am angry. They will tell, I am mad about you. I am mad about you. It's a beautiful expression. That means that anger is equal to madness. It's a temporary madness. In that temporary madness, all decency is lost. He forgets all his dignity, his status, his family. And whatever comes to his mouth, he simply freely expresses. If possible, through physical also he expresses. If you go to jail, that is prisons, we find 90% of the people are overpowered by this temporary madness. They are now judged as the criminals, but actually they were not criminals. Because of temporary krodha, anger, they do something without their knowledge. Overpowered by the anger, they do something without their knowledge. They even kill the child, even they kill the wife. Then afterwards they remorse. Oh, I have done like this. So it's a temporary siege. It is a temporary coup, they call it. Shankaracharya says, in anger, gurumapi akshipati, mataramapi tatayati. In anger, this fellow can even give a slapping to mother. In those days, beating mother is the most cruel sin. Nowadays, it is very common. But in those days, beating mother means very cruel sin it was. So there he says, mataramapi tatayati, gurum api akshipati, calling guru in singular word is another type of sin. Because of anger, this fellow argues with the guru. Then, while arguing, he loses all his dignity. And to whom he is talking, that also he forgets. In Ramayana, we come across a situation wherein Hanumanji was overpowered by this anger. Hanumanji was caught by Indrajit, and finally, instead of killing him, they put fire on his tail. So he got very much angry. Hopeless fellows, they have put fire on my tail. So let me show one lesson to them. He started jumping one place to another place and put entire Lanka in fire. Then entire Lanka was burning. Suddenly he thought that my mother Sita also is in Lanka only. Without thinking, I have done this. Jigatuma Sudurbuddhim Nirlajam Papakritamam. He says Jigat Sayan. Without even any thinking about mother Sita, I have done this. There he says a beautiful shloka. Kruddha papam na kuryat ka kruddho hanyat guru napi kruddha parusha vacha narasadhun adikshapet. He asked an angry man what he won't do. He can do anything. It is a temporary siege. He is not under his control. So kruddha ka papam na kuryat. Kruddha anyat guru napi. Even he can kill the guru. So therefore, he finds that because of my anger, I have done like this. Then afterwards, he came to know that mother Sita ji was not affected by this fire. So, kamat krodha jayate krodhat bhavati sammohaha. What is the next stage? Sammohat smriti vibramaha. Sammoha means a temporary confusion. Sammoha means a temporary confusion. Because of confusion, smriti vibramaha, loss of memory. All the learning he has acquired is forgotten for him, temporary. They call it virus. What is the meaning of virus, you know? Even in computer, they say computer virus. What is the meaning of virus, you know? Vital information resources under siege. V for vital, I for information, R for resources, U for under, S for siege. It is totally unavailable for you. You have a lot of information. Not ordinary information, vital information you have, but all the vital information in the mind is temporarily under the siege. Like Karna. What is the use of learning all the archery? Finally, he got a shapa, this virus in the form of shapa. The guru told, since you are going to join with the opposite party, opposite to Bhagwan. So, adharma side. So, therefore, all the teachings, whatever I taught you, you have to forget. That was because of external shapa. In sadhaka's case, in the spiritual seeker's case, because of his foolishness, these things happen. So, sammohat smriti vibramaha. Entire teaching, whatever you have learned in Vedanta, all teachings, all good habits, all good manners, everything is forgotten. Then, if you repeat it 2 or 3 times or 5 times or 10 times, if you repeat, the family members will say, he is like that one. For nothing, he will get angry and he will get tension and he will lose all his personality. Even children will not care for your words. Kamaha leads to krodha, krodha leads to moha, moha leads to smriti brahmaha. For a few times you repeat this cycle again and again. Desire, getting angry, getting confused, getting loss of memory. Smriti brahmshat buddhi nashaha. Loss of discriminative power permanently. One time my intellect will say, hey, it is not proper, it is not proper. So don't get desire for this. You are a spiritual seeker. Then you have violated that warning. Then second time also intellect says, it is not proper, don't have this. You have violated. Gone through the process, kama, krodha, moha and smriti vibrama. After 5 times intellect will say, this fellow is not hearing my words at all. Why should I warn him? So it will stop warning. That is why for few times when a person does crime, for a few times there is a guilt consciousness. That guilt consciousness is the sign of warning. It is not proper, it is not proper. After 5 times he becomes a professional criminal. He becomes a professional criminal. Why it happens? Buddhi nashaha. Madness is confirmed. Entire discriminative power is gone. Once discrimination has gone, last stage is what? Buddhi nasha pranashyati. Spiritual fall is the fate of this person, a great loss for him. Vedanta says, having come across Vedanta, having gaining this human body, having getting that Vedanta Acharya, and having gone through so many spiritual practices, but still if a person doesn't get that knowledge, doesn't establish in knowledge, he is a very very unfortunate soul. Iha ched aveti tata satyam asti na ched ikavi mahati vinashtihi. Loss is not ordinary loss. Entire life is a waste. Human life is valuable only due to this discriminative power. Ahara nidra bhaya maitunam cha samanyam etat pashubhir narana buddhirhi tesham adhiko visheshaha buddhir vihina pashubhis samana. What is that differentiating criterion which differentiates us from the animal kingdom? Neither ahara nor nidra, sleep, nor bhayam, both have bhayam, nor sense pleasures. Buddhirhi tesham adhiko visheshaha. What is that vishesha between the human being and animal? This buddhihi, this discriminative power, dharma, dharma viveka, atma, anatma viveka. When this is lost because of carelessness, because of desires, then entire life is a waste. When discrimination is lost, human life is a unfortunate life. So we come across this process from the story of Jatabharata. He was a great king. He ruled the kingdom and he got vairagya and renounced the kingdom, went to forest and did lot of tapas. While doing tapas in the forest, one day he found a mother deer, gave birth to a small deer and went up, died. So this Jatabharata Rishi was just watching that. Initially, out of sympathy, he thought if this child is left here, other animals will come and destroy that life. So therefore, let me take it. Initially, out of sympathy, he gave an helping hand. That much only he could have done. But what he did, he found that small deer was very much loving towards this Rishi. So he started thinking about the welfare of the deer only. He has left all the kingdom, entire wealth, and he did not even think about the welfare of children. But now he is caught in the idea that I have to protect this deer. All the time you are thinking about that deer, and even while dying you are thinking about deer. Deer already grown up and it went to the forest, but this Vishaya Dhyana was there, na? It is in the form of deer, deer. Everywhere the deer only gives problem. In Ramayana also deer, here also deer. So he was thinking about that deer, what will happen, whether lion will kill it, like that. So he passed, gave up his body and became, in the next birth, deer only. Yamjam vapi smaran bhavam. Whatever you think during the death time, that body only the jiva gets. So he got deer body. Because of his tapasya, because of his all previous tapas, even though he has fallen from the spiritual life, even though he was in deer body, he was remembering all these teachings. So he came back to satsanga and he was living with the sadhus, waiting for giving up this deer body also. Because moksha is possible only in human body, not in animal body. After giving up that deer body, he got birth once again. That time only he was called Jatabharata. We find this type of stories. How a small thing comes to our life. We might have given up so many higher big things. The so called big things we might have given up.
But after giving up also, suddenly some small thing enters in our life and destroys the entire spiritual journey. So entire journey of the spiritual fall started from where? From where? Vishaya Dhyanam. From a feeble, a simple thought it was. A simple word it would have been. Somebody might have scolded us. That's all. A simple word. Immediately we have that discrimination word. He is a fool, he is telling like this. So what can I do? If he doesn't understand me, what can I do? It's just that moment itself, we can reject. Or somebody brings an advertisement, somebody brings some new object, gadget or this one, you can immediately say, it is for others, not for me. A simple rejection. First time, rejection. First time, no is more valuable. That's why that a drug addict. He said, first time telling no is very easy. Second time is little difficult. Third time you are caught already. So Bhagavan here says, a sadhaka should be very alert. Otherwise, he will fall into the samsara kupa again. The teaching is shamaha, that is mind control, thought regulation is very important. Therefore, hey Arjuna, be alert. Initially, alertness in the form of shutting the door. Keep a door to your house called mind. You imagine a house without door. Anybody can enter. No door. And door is there, but I never lock it. We all have 5 doors, but we know when to open, for what purpose it should be open, and when to close. And when we find out any threat, immediately door should be closed. So how to find out that threat? Bhagavan says, keep a security. Keep a security at the door. What is the security? Intellect. All the learning which you have learned from the Vedanta. Keep a security. Even after keeping a security, there are some people who will try to enter. So you tell, no admission without permission. Put a board. No admission without permission. They will come and tell, no, I am friend of that owner of this house, so I want to go and meet. So security should verify that statement. He should come to me and ask whether that person is known to you, he wants to see you, whether I can allow him or not. Therefore, put a board called no admission without permission. So many checkpoints must be there when we relate in the world. Especially if a person is serious about his moksha, it is not for general public. General public doesn't need this type of sensitivity. Here Bhagavan talks to Arjuna, who has already declared that Api Trailokyam Rajyasya Kinnu Mahi Krite. Even if I am going to get 3 worlds to enjoy, I don't want it. This type of vairagi was. For him only this teaching is. He has crossed so many levels of spiritual life. Ultimately, just 2-3 stages are there. Dhamma, Shama and Nididhyasanam. For him, this alertness is very important. As even you grow in spiritual life, mind should get sensitivity. If the growth is in a proper direction, you will get that alarm very clearly. Mind will certainly say, Bhagavan Antaryami will tell, hey, be careful, sadhu, savdhan. Sri Ramakrishna used to tell, sadhu, savdhan. That is why in Uttarakhand, whenever sadhus meet another sadhu, they will not ask, how are you? Generally, they will tell, Namo Narayana. The next question will be, soft tea khai? Soft means vision. Soft tea khai? Of course, soft tea khai. That is the enquiry. They won't ask about the physical welfare or whether you got bhiksha, got pranami, and those things they won't ask. They will ask there, enquiry is pleasantry is aapka safti kai, aapka vision, aapka that goal is clear in your mind. So that goal should be always shining in the sadhaka's mind. Then only he can reach that culmination. Otherwise, if he allows every object, sense object to enter his mind, it will be like a public toilet. You enter everyone to your house. and they can do whatever they like. How it will be? That house, it cannot be called as house. House means there is a discipline. There is a time to open, there is a time to close. There are certain people allowed inside the house, there are some people not allowed inside the house. And while allowing inside also, certain category up to parlor, certain category up to inner room, certain category only to the innermost room. Similarly, I should have a discrimination power. All these are all very difficult if you go on, concentrate on this. Therefore, only Bhagavan told, Mat Paraha Asi. Just change the direction of your lifestyle. I will take care of it. Without holding me, if you try to do all these things, you cannot do it. Because you have to handle so many fellows. Millions of Rakshasas are there. Outside, millions of Rakshasas. They are not actually Rakshasas. Because of my value, they become the Rakshasas. Mahamaya, when we say, she brings out all my weaknesses in the form of desires. She points out, hey, you have a weakness there, you handle it first. She is not trying to put me down in my spiritual pursuit. She wants me to go above only. How she makes it? In a negative format. What she brings? All the weak points. She brings out. Suddenly I don't have any desire. Suddenly when I think, one desire comes. She says, handle it. So, holding on the Lord by committed Vedantic life, by committed spiritual life, a person can come across how to handle the sense objects, how to handle the external world. After handling the internal world called thought regulation, how to handle, because you cannot avoid relating with the external world. Even if you are in seclusion, you have to go to society to get a bhiksha. And there you will find somebody like Saubhari Maharishi. When he opened the eyes, he found there are so many fishes in family life, enjoying nicely. So immediately he got that idea of family life desire. So any object can make you deluded. How to handle that external world, Bhagavan will tell in the next shloka, which we will see in the next class.
Krishnaya Vasudevaya Haraye Paramatmane Pranada Kleshanashaya Govindaya Namo Namaha.